And we're recording.
All right.
Shit, so no one say anything real quick.
Why, hello, Internet.
Thank you, Jay.
Hello, Internet. So let's get down to brass tacks here. Hey, Alan, what's in Frito Pie? And you have to say the name of the dish before you start.
Yeah, you have to say it, Alan.
What, Frito Pie?
Yes.
What is in Frito Pie? Well, normally, traditionally, it is a bag of Fritos. And a bag,
I'm sorry, a bag of what? You must have broke up.
A bag of Fritos.
Okay, just making sure. Someone turned that into a ringtone.
A cup or so of chili without beans. And so like cheese
ketchup.
And cheese and onions and stuff on top.
Because I was thinking about you as I was enjoying my dinner because I found on the back of an Ortego taco box. And Alan, since you're in a place that has naturally occurring Mexicans, do naturally occurring Mexicans do the fucking hard taco shells?
No.
Because those are fucking bullshit.
No. Almost nobody that – no.
Soft corn tortilla.
If I wanted to order the world's shittiest nacho, I would have asked for nachos.
Right.
But
yeah,
–
the hard shells – I don't know where the hard shells came from, but –
Taco Bell.
I suspect white people.
Yeah.
It reeks of white people.
It does. So –
Fucking white people. Am I right, my colored brothers?
Killing gorillas and shit.
It's all my fault.
Well, I have a sunburn this week, so.
Yeah, Brita, wow. Brita went out and got
I'm kind of colored.
Yeah.
Parts me anyway.
Red's a color. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I made.
Peeling skin is a color.
I made a dish that is the Ortega taco casserole. If you just put that search into Google, you'll get the recipe.
Oh.
But yes, essentially you brown some ground beef with some garlic and some onion, and then essentially you add like taco seasoning, taco sauce. They talk about like adding like black olives, but I think that's bullshit as well. I throw in black beans and some corn. And then what else is it? Oh, some green chilies, and essentially just get that all bubbling and boiling. And then you essentially you're supposed to take their crushed taco shells, but not only is that bullshit, but it's also expensive. So I just use tortilla chips. And essentially you crush a layer of tortilla chips onto the bottom of a pan, pour the sauce over the top, hit that with some cheese, then another layer of chips, another layer of sauce, and then some more cheese, and then it goes in the oven for 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's a taco casserole. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like Frito Pie.
No, it's not.
It's not.
No. So,
does
Frito Pie get topped with whipped cream or
no?
Frito pie a la mode.
Doesn't Frito pie, you have to eat it in the bag of Fritos?
Well, they're
Fritos.
Traditionally,
I actually saw a video on that, which is prison Frito pie. And yes, that's how they do it.
Traditionally, yes. But when it's served at like some venues, I've seen it done where they do like the bulk Fritos, so they serve it in like a cup, and then they put the Fritos in and pour the chili on top and all that kind of stuff. So
Fritos.
Yep, Fritos.
Fritos.
So I got a little infographic here which you can't see, but I'll read it. Because this is all about Texas. It has rained so much in Texas in May that the National Weather Service in Fort Worth says that over 35 trillion gallons of rain fell on Texas in May. That is enough water to cover the entire state of Texas in 8 inches of water.
Yikes. Enough. Do you get taxed on it like Maryland?
No. Enough to fill California's 200 largest reservoirs to 3 times capacity. Enough to cover the island of Manhattan 4 times.
Oh, wow.
Please.
like to the top of the Empire State Building 4 times. And it's enough to supply the entire world's population with 10,000 days of water. if everyone drank eight ounce glasses of water a day. So there you go.
Texas doesn't do anything small.
Nope. That's a lot of damn water.
It is a lot of damn water.
Thus, my range is underwater, and thus, I haven't fired a rifle or nothing. So.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's not my personal range. It's just the one I would go to if it wasn't flooded. Along with everything else.
Yeah.
It's pretty soggy here.
So step one, you need to get yourself a personal range.
Step two is a boat.
No, because he's a friggin'
some sort of target flotation device.
If Alan got himself a boat, he'd be a dumbass and hang canvas off that fucking thing.
It'd be a sailboat, that's for sure.
It is a boat. It is not a clothesline. Who's typing?
Me, sorry.
Oh, anything good?
Yes. I'm sorry, I just saw. Is it a GIF or a GIF? A GIF? GIF?
It's allegedly supposed to be GIF, but I say GIF because fuck
it. I say GIF because it's a G.
Fluff or nuts.
The guy who wrote it claims that it's supposed to be GIF, but everybody else in the world calls it a GIF.
That's good. Guess what? The man who invented the rifle was John Garand. You know what? If you call it an M1 Garand, you're wrong.
Oh,
anyway, I think it's a thing of.
It's cats, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a cat with I think it's ice cream brain freeze, which is
just that alone is kicking my giggle box over.
My cat had brain freeze off ice
cream. I know, poor Cosmo. I know.
He used to love ice cream until he got brain freeze, and then he hadn't touched it ever since. You should have seen the look on his face when I could see it happen. It was hilarious. I watched it. He was licking the ice cream dish and lick, 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 and then all of a sudden his eyes like bulged, and his mouth was like, ah, and he kind of like was like, ah, and he ran away.
It was kind of like that day that my daughter just needed to try Sriracha.
Oh,
I told
no.
her. I warned her.
It's hot.
She had a glass of milk on her on the table, so she was and it worked. So it wasn't like her suffering was prolonged. But I'm going to try this. This is good. Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!
Cats are funny.
Speaking of daughter, I am suffering from PTSD.
Why? What happened? Is there poop involved?
Poop traumatic stress disorder. Yes,
oh, my God.
There were 8 of them.
What?
One of them was in the potty. A couple of them involved a bare-ass child running around with friggin' turd hanging out of her butt cheeks.
No!
And, it was awful. And then thankfully, there was several switches to pull-ups during the day that meant that there's only one pair of underwear soaking in the quote unquote poop bucket.
Oh man.
So yeah, poop.
I don't know how any of us survived. Mom, I'm sorry.
All right, so let's get down to brass tacks, Brita.
What?
Why'd you Ohio people kill that fucking monkey?
Well, I think it's because we're racist.
Yeah, obviously.
Speaking of which, I mean, there's one thing to note is that child was not in that enclosure particularly long before a rifle came out and killed that ape. Like,
yeah,
there was a rifle just behind a easily opened door into the enclosure.
Probably in case, in case of emergency thing.
Yeah, break glass sort of situation.
And it wasn't a .22 either. It was
no. I want to know what it is. I mean, Jay was just talking
enough to kill a gorilla
just before. The show opened. It probably couldn't have been anything. I mean, like a .30-06 will put down just about anything that'll walk or crawl.
What did they say? Like it was 450 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even a .308, a well placed .308, will make sure.
Oh, you put it in the head. He'll go straight down. I mean, and he's in an enclosure, so it's specifically something designed for the public to view. So they're not going to put a whole lot of crazy hidey holes in the place.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty much fish in a barrel. So yeah, a .308 or a .30-06 will do just fine. A .30-30 would probably.
You're almost at that kind of distance, you're almost like running into offset problems. You're too close.
Mm. Yeah.
Sorry.
Hopefully someone went to the thing of the, oh, this is an African gorilla enclosure. So they had like a Weatherby with express sights and a pith helmet hanging right beside it. So you could throw the pith helmet on just before you blew the monkey's brains out.
I'd like to think they used a Martini Henry. You know, just one of those things. Oh, bother.
I do feel bad.
I feel bad as well. I mean, I've got to say I've kind of, it's one of those things of the, I've gone like all over the map on this story. I mean, number one, you know, with the point of the, you know, the footage that you've been seeing on the news of a kid getting dragged around a gorilla enclosure in a zoo. Yeah. Right. The only solution is to blow the monkey's brains out.
Right.
And yes, I'm a biologist. I know they're apes, but monkey is much more fun to say.
He's a giant monkey.
Giant monkey. Kong Jr.
But the bottom line is, I mean, I'm sure the mom who let her child climb into the monkey enclosure is not the greatest mom on the fucking planet.
She runs a daycare.
Well, as you know,
let me double down. I will note that I was home with my daughter today, and I'll let you read into that as you will.
They can get away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It does not take much.
Yeah, but the bottom line is, like, this kid was only four. How easy is it for this kid to climb into the enclosure as a 4-year-old?
Apparently, I mean, it was pretty damn easy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, an ingenious 17-year-old can probably, you know, a well-motivated 17-year-old can probably get into just about anything. But a 4-year-old,
especially if it's a lady gorilla.
Oh God! Oh God! That's so fucking true too. Fuck!
Hold the head. You're wrong.
No, he's not. He's perfectly correct.
Yeah, he's pretty much right.
No. Teenage boys will poke a hole in anything.
Oh my God!
Pretty much, Bill Clinton never crossed out of that phase.
That's our next first lady.
Yeah.
First lady. Oh, God.
So is he like the first dude?
Yeah.
First gentleman?
No. Nope.
First rapist.
He's certainly no gentleman.
He's not a gentleman at all.
I prefer the term rapist.
Yeah. You might want to put some ice on that. Rapist, I think, was the quote.
That was the exact quote, yes.
That happened before Hillary said all claims of rape should be taken seriously.
Mm. Oh, so it doesn't count.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, let me tell you, if that was my kid in that monkey enclosure, I'd be hanging over the wall with a 9mm going, hold on, just a little bit to the left, kid.
That's why
we can carry guns. Ohioans can carry guns in zoos, technically.
I'll tell you right now, if you see me at a zoo or one of the aquariums or any of the other public venues where you might find me, I'm carrying a gun, just so you know.
Yeah.
Especially if my daughter's with me. If my daughter's with me, I'm carrying a fucking gun.
Well, actually, you know,
actually,
I don't
know. Zoo, it's probably a 357 Magnum, just because.
Yeah. I go 45. I want straight line penetration.
You don't know when the bear is going to get.
What are you, a 17-year-old boy?
No, but he identifies as one.
I don't know about all zoos in Ohio. I have to retract that. I don't know about all zoos, but the zoo that we go to, you're allowed to carry, but you can't carry inside the buildings. Because that's there's like up. Little educational buildings and they feel it. Well, you know, whatever. So
do they identify as schools?
Yeah, I think they're trying to.
That's what they're doing. That's what they do here too. They try to claim their educational.
Yeah.
And get a like a school exemption. And
yeah.
Some have managed to do it and some haven't. So.
But Cincinnati might as well be like a different country from us. No offense, Cincinnati, but.
You could offend Cincinnati. Is it
because of the TV show?
No, it's because of that fucking chili abomination they make.
Oh, is that chili. Where they do the chili over spaghetti?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. It's disgusting.
They do.
That's a Cleveland steamer, isn't it?
It's not even chili. Okay.
It's called a Cincinnati steamer.
It's weird.
It's a plate of spaghetti with chili on it. It's not and chili. Then a mound of chopped onions, and then a mound, like seriously, a mound of grated cheese. But the chili has, I think, like cinnamon in it, yeah, and it's kind of
it's not real chili.
Weird. I don't know. It's I had like, it once in my life,
it's more
and that
like
was
nasty
enough.
Tomato sauce.
I don't know.
Man, that does not sound good.
It's awful.
No. People love it. Cincinnati.
Oh, people are stupid.
Skyline chili is what it's called.
I'm all for your like local weird, you know, delicacies and all that. You know, I'm a huge fan of the Massachusetts roast beef. I'm not a huge fan of the Philly cheesesteak when the people are quote unquote authentic and pour cheese whiz on the fucking thing. Gross.
So thank
you very much.
I don't think I've ever had one with cheese whiz on it. And I've eaten at both of the Philly cheesesteak places that claim to be the first ones.
I'm trying to remember if I actually – no, I have never had one with cheese whiz on it because, like I said, if I want cheese whiz, I'll go to a second-rate movie theater and order the nachos.
Yeah. isn't that usually Velveeta?
It's not even cheese whiz.
Yeah.
It's just
– imitation cheese whiz.
It's literally like motor oil mixed with half and half.
I thought they'd like took a block of Velveeta and melted it down and –
you have to actually call it cheese food.
No, no, they didn't melt shit down. It's something that comes out of probably one of them big number 10 cans.
Apparently, this is the food edition of Score Report.
That's okay.
People like food.
I know. I'm a fan.
But we also were talking. It's the food and people shooting monkeys.
Yeah.
Well, that's another question.
The thing is people. Go ahead, Jason.
They didn't let the meat go to waste, did they?
Yeah, I bet they did.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
You know, I bet gorilla is tasty. Though it was a silverback. I bet that fucker was tough. Yeah, that's
well, rock. I know for a fact what happens to the animals that die at the Cleveland Mansion Park Zoo. I had a friend who worked at the Cleveland Museum of Natural History, and she said whenever an animal died at the zoo, they would ship the body to the Natural History Museum. Oh. And, she had stories of like, you know, there's like a giraffe head in the cooler and like pieces, parts of whatever animal. And what they do is they take the skin probably, and then they give the body to the bugs. They have big vats of those beetles that eat the flesh off of bones.
Carrion beetles, yep.
Yeah, and so that they have the skeleton.
They have a good skeleton and skin.
Yeah. And actually, when years and years ago, I won this contest to name these tiger cubs. And
Tiger McTigerface?
Yeah, Tiger McTigerface and his sister, Tiger McTigerface. And their father was a really old tiger, and the mother was younger and the father was older. And he, after a few years, died after passing on his genetic code, which yay. But a few years after that, I was at the zoo and I was going through an exhibit, and they had like a piece of his fur and like one of his vertebrae or something that you could touch. And I was like, wow, this is kind of weird. You know, because I knew that tiger.
You named his kids.
I named his kids.
What'd you name them?
Danya and Dasha, because they were Siberian tigers.
I do have one question, though.
Mm-hmm.
What does panda jerky taste like?
Bamboo. Yeah,
I bet you it's not.
Bamboo good. And failure.
Probably not. Pandas suck. They should just go.
They really do. They really do suck.
Those poor things. They're so stupid.
You have to remember that zoos, they put animals in cages, not to keep the animals protected from the humans.
Right.
No.
It's to protect the humans from the animals. Well, you know, also, and so the animals don't get away, but it is, when you got lions and tigers and bears and gorillas and things like that, that can wreak havoc in a city, you put it in a cage or you put it in some sort of enclosure.
I don't know if I talked about this in one of the previous podcasts, but I remember coming across a human interest story on – it was a oh-ho-ho funny story on on an elephant that had, like, someone had not latched a pen at the circus, and the elephant had, like, gotten out and was walking around Toronto.
Oh,
like,
that could be a disaster.
That's exactly it. It was just like, it was talking about just like, oh, ho, ho, the police were getting all these 911 calls, and nobody, nobody knew if anything was going on. And it's just one of those, it's an elephant. Like, if somebody walks in and startles the thing, it's going to crush him to death.
Right.
Right.
You know, it's one of those, like, it's not a oh, ho, ho. They're fucking dangerous.
Yeah. Well, that's why people kill them in Africa. Yeah. I mean, other, you know, aside from the ivory and the skin and all that kind of stuff, they're like giant rats. They're pests.
Or it's Africa and they're full of tasty meats and we're starving.
Yeah, but they kill them so they don't tear up the crops that they're trying to plant.
Right. You know, I wanted to make a point about the gorilla. Everybody's like, oh, the gorilla is trying to protect the boy. And he's, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, oh, he didn't mean any harm. Okay. A gorilla, a full-grown silverback gorilla, is like as strong as 10 men put together. At right? Least. The gorilla may not have meant to hurt the child.
Right.
But have you ever seen a cat, like, play with a mouse to death?
Yep.
Yeah.
It could happen because the gorilla doesn't know his strength, and the little boy is 4 years old and fragile as an egg, and shit could happen.
Well, let's put in a different idea. I'm from Maine. Moose, the big old swamp donkeys.
Right.
You give them a very, very wide berth. Not, yeah. I mean, the males, when they're on the rough rut, can get aggressive, and so they might actually, you know, murder you. But like, even like a female or a male not on the rut, they're gigantic. They're like 1,500 pounds, and they have zero fear and terrible eyesight. They just might kill you on accident. Oops.
Right.
I murdered you.
Oops, I'm sorry. I stepped on you.
I'm sorry. They didn't murder you. Oops, yeah. Accidental manslaughter.
Yeah.
Any animal that can survive a highway speed collision with an F-250, I give a wide berth to.
Yeah, no kidding.
Are you actually aware of a moose that survived a F-250?
I don't know if it actually survived, but it killed the F-250.
My dad managed to kill one with a 72 Super Beetle.
Yes, but it died of shame.
No, it died from being eviscerated because the thing slid its legs. It's the fact that he was driving such a tiny German shitbox is the only reason why I exist. Because he slid right between its legs and turned the car into a convertible on his entrails.
Oh my!
That must have smelled wonderful.
Yeah. No, actually, that's basically
gutted him while he was still moving.
The big statement is essentially my dad was covered with prenatal moose shit.
Yeah.
And he didn't keep the meat. Those things are so delicious.
Speaking of not
keep the meat, evidently Maine is like the only place where people are chomping at the bit to get the police to clear them to drag the carcass of the animal that just wrecked your car home. Because when we were driving down to Kentucky, like Pennsylvania, Ohio, you know, West Virginia, they're just dead deer. Like
you hit
all over the side
of
the road.
Those states?
Huh?
You hit animals in all of those states?
No. I'm just saying you'll drive past like an obviously like several week old deer carcass.
Yeah.
Like just like literally laying in the breakdown lane, like not even off the pavement. And it'll just be like, you know, partially exposed skull and like the gut, the belly's all ripped open by the coyotes and stuff like that. Or you'll even see like it finally decomposed enough that the coyotes could carry it off. So there was like bones scattered everywhere. But it's like, A, obviously they don't have highway crews that come pick up roadkill, which is a thing that we do quite religiously. And B, you wrecked your car with a deer. At least you're going to get some backstrap out of it.
Yeah, you don't get to do that here in Texas.
You don't get to do that?
No. They're pretty strict about deer hunting.
I don't know if you can do that here.
Yeah, but you're not deer hunting.
Yeah. But if they here's the thing. If they let you keep the meat, there'd be a lot of Cajuns in East Texas. Well, hell, there'd be Texans all over the place driving shit boxes up and down the highway at high speed trying to ram a deer, you know, off season or any other time they could.
Yeah,
oh, I just ran into this deer. Oh, I guess I could take him home.
But yeah, but at the same time, it's one of those, like, even like an 83 Chevette, how much, I mean, it's, that's still going to cost you a little bit of money to get that thing road legal.
Dude, do you not know any deer hunters?
A few, yeah.
They're insane. They'll spend thousands of dollars to shoot a damn deer.
Yeah.
That's true. So meanwhile, one will spend hundreds of dollars just to run one over.
Sure, if they could get away with it.
That is an amusing thought.
You know it. Come on. Absolutely.
You got me on that.
And thus, right. Why they don't let you keep the meat, I'm sure. somebody in Texas was thinking, they're like, we probably ought to make that illegal.
But meanwhile, you could kill pigs with a machine gun from a helicopter.
Yes.
Yes, because America.
No, because Texans haven't managed to wipe out the feral hog population in Texas yet either.
You know why? I'll tell you why.
Because you can't wipe out pigs because they're fucking gigantic roaches?
No, I'll tell you exactly why. Because the idiotic landowners, they got colonies of hogs. I don't know what you call a group of hogs. You know, whatever they are. They got hogs tearing up their land.
And
somebody wants to come shoot them and they want to charge them money.
Yeah.
That's why. They don't go, oh, yeah, come on in, shoot them.
They don't care that their land's getting destroyed?
No, they see it as a they care that their land's getting destroyed, but if you showed up at somebody's land wanting to shoot hogs, they're going to charge you for it. That's why we have hogs. Because the stupid landowners they won't go out and shoot them themselves.
Do you want hogs? Because that's how you get hogs.
Well, that is how you get hogs.
I mean, I know a ton of farmers, and those farmers are being like, yep, man, like the only time you'll get turned away from hunting on their field is if they've got like two other guys on their field and they're just worried about like a potential liability of crossfire.
Nope. Now, I used to shoot prairie dogs out in West Texas. And
do they taste good?
No, you don't eat them.
Why not?
You just shoot them.
Why not?
They're reactive targets.
Yeah. By the time you hit them, they ain't a whole lot left.
Oh.
But you sit there a couple hundred yards away and wait for them to pop their little heads up out of the hole and shoot them. But most of the landowners out there, they like you to come shoot them because they're pests.
They're terrible.
Yeah. They'll destroy land. And the hogs are just as bad. And I don't understand.
Hogs are even worse. Yeah. I mean,
I don't understand the whole, you know, I want to charge money. Well,
I was in a park down in Florida. And as we were going in, I saw what looked like a fucking bulldozer had gone through a section of the park. And I'm like, what the fuck was – and I just assumed it was like man-made thing. And I'm like, what is the Park Service doing here with a bulldozer? What the hell's going on? And then like just before we were on our way out of it, suddenly I heard like something crashing through the brush. And I'm like, oh, what's coming this way? It was a gigantic sow and she was coming up to her piglets. And I'm like, oh, well, that explains those bulldozer tracks.
That's exactly what it looks like after they've been chewing up the ground. They dig for the roots and stuff, whatever's under there. And they can destroy a field. I don't know. Seems counterproductive.
Plus, they're made of bacon.
If you want the hogs gone, you either go out and shoot them yourself or have people come in and shoot them. You don't have to pay people to come shoot them. They'll do it for free. But if you want to charge people for it, they're not going to, you know, it's not going to work out that well.
Exactly. Why?
It doesn't help that Texas has almost no public land.
Yeah.
Unlike a lot of states where they, you know, there's lots of public land you can go hunting on and stuff. The Texas, there's almost zero public land. It's all, you know, which, I mean, in a way is a good thing. I mean, I'm a big believer in, you know, private property and all that kind of stuff, but it does make things a little more difficult when it comes to the hunting.
Man, that's dumbness.
Yep. But you know what? They get to do what they want.
So, Alan.
Yes.
You made a mention of a story about, quote unquote, that idiot libertarian.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. What is it with the... I don't even know. You know what? You know, a lot of people historically of a conservative bent have resorted to the libertarian vote as a, you know, protest vote or whatever. For instance, if you're in a state where it's all Democrats and the Republicans have no chance of winning anyway, a lot of times people vote libertarian just to, you know, for whatever reason.
Alan, you could call me by name if you want.
Well, but this time, it's like even the libertarians, you can't go to the libertarians for a protest vote anymore because the libertarian candidate's a complete douchebag.
Yep. So tell us all what we're talking about, Alan.
Well, apparently, what's his name? The governor.
Gary Johnson.
Yeah, Gary Johnson. One of his opponents in the libertarian primary. As a gesture of solidarity or whatever, gave him a replica of a flintlock pistol, you know, basically saying, you know, I'm on your side. I'm backing you 100%. I think the words were something like, here's my gun, or you have my gun.
You have my sword and you have my gun.
That was it. Oh yeah. You sent me a link. Okay. Perfect. Yep. So it was a symbolic gesture. And then basically Johnson turns around and throws it in the garbage can.
Yeah.
What? That is so, first of all.
And still not tacky. As big of a clown show as picking Bill Weld.
Well,
yeah, that's the other part.
Yeah.
Now forget about Johnson's questionable libertarian credentials in the first place.
Weld, rock solid libertarian.
Weld, former Massachusetts governor Bill Weld.
Yeah.
Seriously?
There are certain states that are just essentially hives of scum and villainy. I mean, you've got you know, my Massachusetts. You've got Breida's Ohio.
Yeah.
New Jersey, New York, California. Surprisingly enough, is actually okay. There's actually they tend to run both sides of the. There have been some halfway decent Republicans that have come out of California and a whole bunch of insane you know leftists that come out of California. But California, you would think, is one of those states of just write it off. But no, there's actually if someone's actually a Republican, like you've got, everyone was talking about Chris Christie. Ooh, Chris Christie, He's a Republican. He's the one to hope. No, he's not. He's a fucking a Democrat that hasn't been completely lobotomized is all he is.
I do have to admit to one thing with Chris Christie. You know what would be funny is seeing him sit down across the table from the psycho from North Korea and just do a hot dog eating contest. I mean, come on.
Oh, my God.
I have a theory about California, weird. California tends to get pretty decent Republican politicians and batshit crazy liberal politicians.
Yes.
And I think the reason is because the Republicans have no chance of winning anything in California. So they don't have to pretend to be anything else they're not.
Okay.
So the politicians that would tend to be liberal anyway join the Democrat Party because they want to win. The Republican, the California Republican, if you're a California Republican, you're a fucking conservative. Because you got nowhere else to go. And that's the only reason you're a Republican.
I would also argue that even though New York does not fit this bill, I don't know of any like decent New York politicians.
That's because all the Republicans in New York are like the Rockefeller Republicans. They're the,
that's a good thing.
They're the shitty ones.
But needless to say, is the New York, like in theory, you could drop into a bunch of places in New York and be like, oh, I'm in a red state.
You're talking about like upstate New York.
Yeah, exactly. It's the vast majority of the land area of New York is actually, you know, strongly resembles Kansas.
Excepting Albany and New York City.
but that's the argument, is that like Albany, Buffalo, New York, you know, Syracuse, all these places are so fucking huge.
Yep.
That it just completely drowns them out in the polls.
Yeah.
California is a similar way, yep, but again, doesn't have that Rockefeller, heritage to it. Is the fact that, yes, the vast majority of California's, again, resembles Kansas, is just, you know, quaint rural farmlands, but like Los Angeles and the like, of San Diego.
Basically, the entire West Coast from the mountains to the water. Is liberal cesspool. You get on the east side of the mountains, and it's like a different state.
Yeah, but it's also just when you get out of rural, it gets city real quick and gets real fucking big city real quick, and that just drowns out anything. I mean, Washington State's very very similar to that too.
Texas has the same problem. Texas, there's so much population concentrated in the shithole cities of Houston, Dallas, San Antonio and Austin.
I didn't think Dallas Fort Worth was quite as bad as like Houston and Austin.
Every bit as bad.
Okay.
Every bit as bad. It's a giant metropolitan city. They're all shitty.
Yep.
So.
Ugh, cities are gross.
Yep.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to the national convention.
So anyway, the libertarian thing, oh God, let's talk about that next. So now you got this shithead Johnson, who is the libertarian. You can't even vote for it's like you're going to have a write-in for a protest vote this year.
So, his campaign slogan goes, Gary Johnson, at least I'm not Bob Barr.
No, not Bob Barr.
So I'm going to write in Brita. Brita's going to write in me. Who are you going to write in?
Hog.
I would
crawl over broken glass to vote for the Brita Allen ticket. I'm just saying. Although I don't believe Brita's old enough to run.
I am. Suck up.
Duh.
Well, Brita can be president, and I'll be her Cheney.
Yeah, you can be.
Oh, you mean as in Dick Cheney?
Yeah,
I thought it was Cheney, like trainee.
No.
Different.
First woman president with a dick?
No.
That needs to happen.
She's already running. Come on. The one thing that really gets me is the contortions. I mean, I understand not being happy with Trump. I'm not happy with Trump at all. I don't support Trump. I oppose Hillary.
Yeah.
But to say that Trump has made statements in the past that are bad on guns, so we can never trust him, we can never vote for him from a Second Amendment standpoint, we're going to vote for the libertarians who just picked Bill fucking Weld. But it's okay because Weld changed his mind.
Yeah, I can't. That doesn't make any sense to me either.
I'm sorry. You know.
Well, let's put it in this context. At a certain point in time, I made bad statements about guns. Me.
That's true.
Weird, probably.
Oh, absolutely. I am fully on record with that.
My whole thing is.
But there's the big difference though. I mean, I actually haven't heard any statements from Bill Weld at all. I couldn't even pick him out of a lineup. I'm aware of the name and that's it. But I am very concerned about like I mean you've got like
I mean, so me, Breida, and then if you want to get to the political side, Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was pro-choice earlier on in his career and openly admits that he decided that was a mistake and changed his political view on that and was very, very candid about why he changed his mind and all that. I'm very candid about why I changed my mind, and I'm very open about my anti-gun views in my past, and so is Breida.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump, when talking about guns, talks about being pro-Second Amendment like he's always been that way.
Well,
and
yeah.
Never, ever, ever brings up why he supported an assault weapons ban, why he was that. And it really harkens to, like, Robert Byrd, just whenever someone brought up the fact that, you know, you were a member of the Ku Klux Klan, he would just say, that's behind me now. And that's it. Oh, well, when did you decide that black people were humans? No. Yeah. Robert Byrd hated him some Negroes the moment he died. I mean, he was.
I don't think there's ever any proof that he ever actually stopped being a member of the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh,
no.
You know why there's no proof of that?
Because he didn't.
Because he was born in Kenya. Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
That's a different one.
Okay, but that's a different racist. But yeah, no, I mean, it's people talk a lot about, like, someone, you know, their position evolving, and that's all well and good if the person actually doing the quote unquote evolving is talking about their evolution. But there's so many instances where it's everybody else that's being apologist for them is talking about their evolution.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But I mean, the bottom line is Bernie Sanders is a moderately pro-gun socialist. I mean, as far as a Democrat and, you know, or he's not even a Democrat, but you know, as far as a Marxist goes, he's ridiculously pro-gun. But the only reason why Bernie Sanders is ridiculously pro-gun is because he doesn't give a flying fuck about guns and he wants to get reelected.
Yeah.
And I would argue that's the same thing with Trump. Trump doesn't give a shit about gun ownership and all that.
I agree.
He cares about, you know, he cares about, like, his personal guns and his personal carry permit and his personal security detail the same way Ted Kennedy cared about that shit. Is he doesn't want some whack job coming up and popping a cap in his ass.
But
when it comes to the rest of us, he doesn't give a flying fuck about anybody that isn't named Donald Trump.
And like what he told the New York Times editorial board is, once he gets elected, all that's out the window anyway.
Yeah. I mean, who's ever run for president and not had that be the case?
Well, yeah. They all suck.
We had to go talk about the election.
Like the wise person said, if voting could change things, they wouldn't let you do it.
Yeah. Yep.
Isn't that the truth?
So, anyway, on to the
convention.
Cleveland convention.
On to the Cleveland steamer.
Breida had a great
pretty
comment.
Much. I think it's going to be a Cleveland steamer for real. Yeah.
Breida had a great comment about the Cleveland cops. I loved it.
Yeah.
Well, I saw in the news today, I read the local news just to see what's going on. And apparently they have these, what is it, like a truck where they videotape everything? Like,
yeah,
video video surveillance of everything that they can. And I thought, these are the Cleveland police we're talking about here. It was just last year, 2015, just last year, that they agreed that they would stop pistol whipping people. They got in trouble because apparently pistol whipping was kind of matter of course for the Cleveland police.
It was a departmental standard.
Yeah, they would they'd have a suspect, they'd pistol whip them, you know, whatever. And it was a matter of course, and it kept on cropping up in all these kind of lawsuity things. And finally, weren't they investigated by like the feds for this.
Oh, and Brita, finally, I mean, they still issue them pistols. I mean, what else are you supposed to do with pistols?
Right. They finally, last year, agreed, okay, we're not going to pistol whip people anymore. We're going to make it policy, no more pistol whipping. 2015, people. And so 2016, they get the convention, and all of these goodies and all of this security stuff and you know, video surveillance and all this SWAT gear. And do we really trust these people with this sort of power? I don't.
No.
I mean, because once they get it,
oh yeah,
it's not like they're going to get rid of it or let it go.
My favorite was all the extra cops, because they're going to need like cops from like all over the country. A lot of police departments that were initially saying, yeah, we'll send officers, especially I think it was North Carolina was the big
one.
They were like, yeah, no, we're not. Because it turns out that the Cleveland Police Department couldn't indemnify they basically couldn't cover the liability of the cops coming in from out of state and out of town.
And
so the North Carolina cops were like, yeah, no.
And of course, the local news now has their panties in a wad over the fact that a giant chunk of downtown Cleveland has been declared this kind of like security zone, event zone, whatever. And there's a list of things that you're not allowed to bring into that zone, including water guns. You're not allowed to bring water guns into this zone, right? But because Ohio, you know, has certain gun laws, you're allowed to carry in that zone, open or concealed. And so the liberal local news, they are just shitting their pants about this.
Well, that's like,
oh, you can't bring a water gun, but you can bring your pistol. Well,
this is boiling down like the difference between, you know, authoritarians versus libertarians is,
yeah.
I mean, you always see in the, like, it's almost a meme. The anti-gunners will bring in like a comparison of gun laws versus the TSA screening.
Mm-hmm.
On there, like one of the most recent one I saw was the 40% of all, which we know is bullshit, but this is what it said: 40% of all guns are sold without a background check. That's like the TSA letting 40% of the people through, and it's one of those like they're always like implying on the yeah, like having the TSA is a good thing, or you know. Talking about like you need more training in New York, you know, in such and such a state to become like, I think you need more training in New Hampshire to become a hairdresser than you do to carry a pistol. Yeah. Why the fuck do you need all this? Why do you need
a license to be a hairdresser?
Exactly.
Or a hair shampoo or whatever.
Right.
The big difference is we should license and register fucking everything mentality versus the, why do we register and license the shit that we do now?
Yeah. Protectionism mostly.
Yeah. I mean, it's just to kind of bring things full circle. I remember at an NRA convention, I think you were in the car with us, but we were talking about Tom Menino getting reelected for his final term that he died during. And Gay Cynic was in the car with us, and he went, I don't know why these people, people in Massachusetts don't get like a fairly like soft libertarian that's just overall kind of liberal, but like good on guns, you know, good on drug law, and just kind of standoffish on a lot of like overbearing regulations and trying to get people. And I said, Ray, the people in Boston like living in a cage.
Yeah.
They want daddy's boot on their throat. Like that's love to them. They completely panic. I mean, they panic like rabbits when someone talks about rolling back a stupid law. I mean, Massachusetts is the only state in the union that required a police officer be present in any sort of on-street work detail. So like they someone was going to put some hot patch down in a pothole. There needed to be a cop waving people by. The only state. And when finally they did get it so that if it's not on the highway, if it's on town property, they don't need, they don't need a work detail. They can elect to hire one, but they don't need one. So actually they filled some potholes in front of my house the other day and there was just the work crew. But people were saying when the law was being put through to try to get rid of this terrible fucking law, oh man, if the cars don't, see just a flagman and don't see the badge and the patent leather boots, they're just going to drive right by them.
Except that was a big argument against traffic lights when they were invented.
What?
If there's no traffic cop standing there directing traffic, then people will just ignore the lights and drive through them.
Yep.
Except they don't.
Yeah.
But without the traffic cops, how will you know if you're being detained?
It's even better. I remember seeing a study on speeding, and the overall statement is that like it was very, very hard to observe someone driving above the posted speed limit, like in residential zones and school zones and all the places where, speed limits are actually friggin' important. Of the kid chases a ball out into the street.
Right.
You want to be able to lock up your brakes and
because most people are careful about shit like that.
People are careful about that shit. And the only place where speed traps actually work is on the intertown roads and interstate roads where the speed limit is like miserably low.
Well, yeah, where you can drop the speed limit 30 miles an hour suddenly.
I mean, I drove the last time I went to Northern Maine, once I got north of Bangor, which go ahead and pull up Google Maps and have a look. See if you can fucking find anything between Bangor, Maine, and Holton, Maine. I was just doing 90 the whole way because guess what? What cop is going to want to drive out here to this lonely, desolate patch of road?
Too far from the donut stand.
Yeah, exactly. So that just drive as fast as you want. And again, I wasn't endangering anybody like at all. I'm not even being like a little bit of subversive on this. No, I mean that stretch of road did used to be 65 and now it's 75.
Were you keeping up with traffic or were people still passing you?
Oh, I was keeping up with traffic because there wasn't any fucking traffic. I was the only goddamn car there. I could have burst into goddamn flames and not hurt anybody.
There's some highways in West Texas that if you're doing 90, people are passing you.
Oh, I mean, there's also
like 95 in Maine. You get passed by logging trucks.
Oh yeah. But or 95 or 95 128 around Boston. I mean, the speed limit's 55 there, and yeah, no, there's the speed limit's 80.
Did you hear Weird's accent when he said Boston?
What was that pie again?
Yeah, Frito pie.
With pie.
What is the fruit of the oak tree? what's the auto company that makes the Trooper?
Huh?
I
don't even know.
Isuzu?
Isuzu.
No, it's not.
I don't know if he says Isuzu. That's a main thing.
It's Isuzu's pedals.
Yeah. And Jay is Italian.
Well, Jay is Italian.
Italians.
Jay is Italian.
They're letting ethnics in the National League.
Oh, man. So yeah, this GOP convention is going to be epic. I think it's think about it. It's being held in a very Democratic city. The protesters are going to be insane.
Can I just? I just saw this news article, and it It's complete, no segue, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
But Amy Schumer, who is the niece of Chuck Schumer.
Oh, no.
Poses in just a bra to promote gun safety after yet another fatal school shooting.
What's that got to do with anything?
The comic Instagrammed the revealing image of herself, in which she appeared to be wearing no underpants, writing, "Today, please wear orange for gun safety." Yeah, there's no one. What? No underpants. And a orangish sports bra. And that will definitely change things and bring awareness to Amy Schumer's
boobs.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's the
Amy Schumer needed some attention.
Oh my God.
Well, my question is, if we can stop gun violence, does this mean Amy Schumer will put her clothes back on? Cause I
well,
be behind-
you know, yeah, we hope.
Why couldn't she do
I'm not trying to body shame Amy Schumer. I'm trying to Amy Schumer shame Amy Schumer.
I'm not going to body shame Amy Schumer. About 10, 15 years ago, she had a fantastic body.
Her body's fine. Her body is fine.
You sure her body's
fine? Except it's attached to her.
Well, yeah. Exactly. That
her
is body, exactly.
Her body's fine. Her head would be very attractive if she wasn't wearing that foam helmet.
Right.
And yay!
Making the sounds that come out of her mouth, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear that. But, yeah. This is, I don't even know. What was the term? Bullshit emotionalism.
Yes, that was it.
And combined with narcissism. And there you have it. The internet, folks.
Yep.
That's true.
Yeah. Anyway, on that note.
Good night,
on
Internet.
Sunday, oh, no, oh, no, no, no. Oh. Don't forget, on Sunday, I become the answer to everything.
That's
no
right.
No way.
It's Brita's birthday.
You cannot possibly. You're lying.
On Sunday, I am the answer to everything.
You're such a kid.
For a year, I am the answer to everything, and I would like to be treated as such.
Aren't you always?
I was just going to say that would be different than every other day. How?
Not
Brita,
officially.
I'm not sure what that means either. Can you tell me?
I don't know.
How would you like to be treated?
I like surprises.
No, don't say that. Schwartz
yeah, don't say that. Don't say that.
I'm all on it, Brita.
There's some surprises you don't like.
Well. Anyway,
and if you peek through the window one damn time, you got a restraining order.
I may like the surprise.
damn time. I know it was the back window, and I know it was the second floor, but
unfortunately,
still.
Brita, the surprise is toddler poop.
Everybody say happy birthday to Brita.
We can sing the song too
on Sunday.
On Sunday.
I don't know. Isn't it protected by copyright?
It's in court. I don't want to try. You,
but I would like to identify as the answer to everything.
You know, of all the things we could do on this show, the one thing that's the most likely to get us sued is to sing happy birthday.
Just sing happy birthday.
Yeah.
What if we
sing just troll the internet looking for people singing that? Or
yes, they do actually.
Oh my God!
It's money making for them.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, we've finalized a shirt design.
Yay!
Soon as I figure out how to remove the background in Photoshop, I'll be putting it on the t-shirt thing and putting a link up, and everybody can go sign up for one. It'll be the same thing we did last time, where it was like on was it Teespring or something like that, where We'll put it up there for some ridiculously cheap price and not make any money off of it. You know, it'll be like 10, 11 bucks, something like that. And
guaranteed to be made by child slave labor. Just saying.
I hope so. You know,
they wear, well, you know, the thing is, there's an upside to stuff made by slave labor. Monday stuff is just as good as Wednesday's.
That's true. Or just as bad.
when you got like a union shop, Monday stuff and Friday stuff is always bad.
That's right.
Well, people are hungover from the weekend.
And depending on what's going on, you can have bad Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday too. So, I'm thinking black shirt. It'll be a black shirt with the
good. Or everybody wants black shirts.
Yeah,
anyway.
I know. It'll be black or like a dark navy. I don't know. We'll see which one it looks best on.
Don't worry about it. I'm a man. I won't be able to tell the difference.
Yeah, and it'll be, if you've seen the webpage with the Warhog 2016. That's the logo that it'll be.
Fun.
Yep.
I'm excited.
Me too. It's been 2 years since we did a Squirrel Report shirt.
And Tommy Cheatham already got spaghetti on his last one. So now he needs a new one.
You know what's funny is the number of people who wear those things out in public.
Oh my gosh.
Continues to shock me.
Yes, me too.
Picture me holding a baby with one.
Yeah.
There, I just posted in chat the me and Hayden wearing his Squirrel Report shirt.
Well, I had a house guest over this past Memorial Day weekend, and Mike wore his shirt, and the house guest also wore his shirt. Like, what the heck? Oh,
did you go to WBC?
We did not.
No.
It's shocking.
In the Squirrel Report shirts, the squirt shirts.
I know. Shocking. Look at Aiden. He looks awesome.
He's awesome. He is awesome. That's why he looks that way, because he is awesome.
Hayden is like concentrated nice.
Did you bump into him, Jay?
Not at the convention, no. At the annual meeting.
Oh, yeah. You met him at a shoot.
Yeah. He came east to West Virginia. I got to meet him, which was extra fun. It was very cool. He's kind of just walking around in awe of the hardware, because someone brought a pig, an M60. Another gentleman brought a Barrett. I mean, there was just like unreasonably awesome weaponry. Here's Hayden the Brit going, God bless America.
I mean, it's one of those. I mean, there's certainly one thing to say about, like, you go to like an auto show and there's all like the, oh, someone's got an actual AC Cobra. Oh, there's a, you know, there's a, you know, all matching serial numbers, Lamborghini, you know, Countach, you know, and all that stuff. And it's one of those, all right, this is all just fucking dick measuring here. But when you go to like a blog shoot. Yeah, there's a little bit of dick measuring going on with this, but let's face it, they're going to let you shoot that fucking Barrett.
Yes.
Yeah. How much of an asshole can they be?
Yes. You're going to get to take a shot with a Barrett. You're going to get to actually run an M60, you know, or a Thompson, or, you know, just anything.
Yeah. And they're not going to charge you for ammo.
Yeah, if you go to a car show,
unless they have a GE minigun, in which case that's reasonable.
If you go to a car show, they're not going to let you drive the 1970 Lamborghini.
No,
you know.
But you know what? You know what they will, and what I've done in the past is, you know, you let people dump a mag or two, and you don't charge them. But you know, if they go off and buy their own ammo and come back and go, hey man, I got ammo.
Yeah,
have at it.
Bingo. Bingo.
All right.
We should have a Squirrel Report shoot.
That'd be great.
You think I'm kidding?
No, I'm not. I don't think you're kidding at all. I think it'd be great. Where?
I don't know.
West Virginia. It's centrally located. Except for Allen.
Except for Allen.
West Virginia is not centrally located. Have you looked at a map?
West Virginia is a suburb of Texas.
It's only one Texas away, Alan.
Only one Texas away. That's right.
For 3 out of 4 squirrels, it's pretty centrally located. Oh, God.
It would be
fun. Ohio. I'd even travel to Ohio.
Oh, dear.
Where do they do the Knob? Where's Knob Creek? Isn't that in Virginia somewhere?
Kentucky.
Kentucky. Knob Creek, Kentucky. Like the bourbon. Duh.
Okay.
You don't know.
Alan only drinks Shirley Temples.
Yeah.
The
Zima. You know,
it's almost like you need a series.
Series?
Yeah.
We need Siri to tell us
what
we're
doing. A series of squirt shoots. You could do like do like an Ohio one, okay. Or a Texas one. And a,
you're acting like we're just some sort of like gigantic fan base.
I know.
Hey, this is
this is not like Penny Arcade where they have like PAX East and PAX West PAX Australia.
You say that, but the score report is in the What's Hot section of iTunes under Politics.
That was weird.
Right next to
the
Fox
with
News.
That?
There's Alan's boosting us on
no
Facebook. That's what
no,
it is.
I'm not doing anything. It's iTunes, and the iTunes, they don't release any kind of rankings. They don't release any kind of anything. You have no clue about how your podcast rates with others. However, they do have these What's Hot, you know, and top 100s and stuff like that on iTunes for podcasting. And the theory is if yours, you know, if you gain a whole lot of listeners suddenly, or for some reason your podcast catches, I don't know, whatever it is, gets popular or something, you're on that list. And we're not at the top. We ain't at the bottom. But, you know, I don't know. I was kind of happy to see it there.
All that hard work paid off.
Yeah. Yeah, all that hard work. Yeah, it was funny. It was also the minute we stopped taking calls.
I know.
Live stream, suddenly we show up in the
whatever
in the What's Hot section. So go to your iTunes. I've noticed nobody's put a comment in a while. A
comment that you want more hog.
Yeah. So give us 5 stars and a comment and
more hog.
I actually sat down with Eric, who was actually the one who wrote More Hog on the Chaz Murray Mag 40 class instructor feedback.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, oops. He lives in what's the place with the steel place in Ohio? Not Ohio, Pennsylvania.
All of them.
Yeah. Shit, it's late.
Allentown.
No,
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Oh,
yeah, he lived in Pittsburgh. And by the way, I was very surprised when we stopped in Pittsburgh to see him. The part of Pittsburgh where they had the NRA convention's a fucking shithole.
Yes.
Yeah.
The part of Pittsburgh he lived in is hipstery but nice.
Yeah.
Did it have? Oh, it had upscale hobos.
It was maggoty with hipsters. Which
so you fit right in.
Oh
wow.
Do they admire your beard?
Yeah.
You
were like you're like the hipster you're like the proto hipster. The beard and everything, man. Come on.
He's throwing down the fighting words, Weird. Weird Beard has never worn a fedora.
Yes.
That's not true. I own several.
Dude, I'm trying to help you.
I own several. They all belong to my great-grandfather.
Do you
okay,
have a bow
tie? Well, that family connection.
I do not have a bow tie because bow ties are fucking bullshit.
I have a bow tie.
You look nice in your bow tie, Alan. Does but if you had like a beard Lamar and Alexander? A bow tie, then no.
How was about it a... Lamar Alexander who always wore a bow tie? No, he was plaid. Who was the bow tie?
Bill Nye.
Bill Nye.
Bill
Doctor Who.
Nye.
Ooh, I'm
Bill Nye. Larry King.
Doctor Who.
You need a man bun to go with that beard, though.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, man. Yeah, no. The whole, like, I am dying. I'm like, oh, please get my bathroom done soon enough so I can cut my hair. Because, yeah. I guess Larry King didn't do bow ties.
There used to be the Channel 4 guy in Dallas, Channel 4 weather guy, was very famous for wearing bow ties.
Not bola ties?
No, bow ties.
I thought for sure in Texas it's got to be all the bola ties.
Not in Dallas. So, Dallas frowns on overt Westernism.
Paul Simon. That's who it was.
Paul Simon, the singer?
No, the politician critter.
Oh.
He was the one known for where? Yes. From Illinois.
Gross.
Yeah, here. I just dropped it into a little Skype chat.
The damn Illinois.
Yeah,
Illinois Nazis.
I hate Illinois Nazis.
Yeah, whoever is, fuck him in the mouth.
And on that note, I think we're done for this evening.
I would just like to close. I told the gay cynic story just to point out. You know, he passed away on Sunday, and we're gonna miss him.
Yep.
Yes, we will. He was a fantastic person.
He was. Yep.
And if you listen to certain other podcasts that don't exist anymore, he was on it quite a bit.
Yes, he was.
He was a lovely man.
And he was a big gay grunge cowboy. Flannel shirt, Timberland boots, 10-gallon hat, and drop leg holster.
Yeah.
Smith & Wesson 25.
With rhinestones and fringe.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Squirrel fur.
Yeah.
The squirrel fur. Oh, man.
Oh, man. All right, well. We'll be back
on that note, folks.
Next week.
Same squirrel time, same squirrel chat.
That wasn't my cat.
Yeah, feeding time at the zoo. Let's get the get down.
My cats are asleep.
Get down, run!
Get the gun.
Good night, everybody.
Baby.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Night, y'all.